This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Matthew Fannin, Assistant Professor of Agriculture Economics and Agribusiness at Louisiana State University. Cut one, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
One, we're looking at information in terms of ginning cost, and some of that information had been available in the past, but we wanted to not just understand the cost, but the locations of where those individual ginners purchased their inputs. Second thing we wanted to know a little bit about was ownership structure of gins. Who owned the gins? Where did they live? Because that has an impact on not just gin behavior, but also on the relationship between the gin and the overall economy of the regions in which they reside.
Cut two. Coming down in 3, 2, 1.
For the 5-state Mid-South region, we found that multiplier, which was an important part of the research, to be 2.39. So that meant for every dollar's worth of increase in demand for ginning services, there was a total increase in output or spending across all 5 states of the Mid-South economy of $2.39.
Cut 3, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
We saw that there was an increasing percentage of overall bales ginned from cotton gins that came from owners. But then when we did some of the on-site visits, we found that while that was a case, we saw an increasing number of gin owners that were part of multiple owner gin cooperatives that didn't plant any cotton in 2007. And some of that was also the same for 2008. So that also addresses a long-term issue about how gins are going to operate and be owned going forward and how that's going to impact their ability to gin a sufficient threshold of cotton in order to be viable long term.